Welcome to An Artist Journey, the podcast about creating and thriving as an artist. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, a full-time artist, and I'm living the artist's life. So let's begin. Welcome to An Artist Journey podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk a bit more about what artists should be doing to create and improve their art business. There's a few tips and thoughts coming in this podcast. I've been inspired by a recent autobiography that I read. You may have heard about the author. His name is Lord Alan Sugar. And no doubt if you're from the UK or you've watched the UK version of The Apprentice, you'll be very familiar with the fiery and feisty character of Alan Sugar. Now, from snippets of information and sound bites and other superficial news that I've encountered over the years, I assume that, how shall I put it really, that Alan Sugar is not the most pleasant person. But having read his book, I have to say that I've got to revise my ideas about Alan Sugar. I actually rather like his lordship. Alan Sugar is a true entrepreneur, born and by his very nature a natural at entrepreneurship. Yes, he is a tough guy and he doesn't back down when a principle is at stake. But I think there's a soft side to him too, as he has revealed in his autobiography. He is, after all, human. Having said that, I'm sure he can be a rough character to deal with at times. Anyway, I'm not trying to be his cheerleader. It is, after all, his autobiography, and I look for lessons to apply to my own business journey. I think that is one of the great things with reading autobiographies, is you can learn so much about somebody else's experience and the path they have followed. And if you pay attention, those nuggets of wisdom come through quite clearly. Especially, I'm a big fan of autobiographies of entrepreneurs. You know, guys like, obviously, Richard Branson and many others have had some influence on me over the years. And one really does get to understand that being a mega successful entrepreneur is something truly special indeed. I couldn't just flip a switch and become a super entrepreneur myself. It's not entirely part of my nature, and I understand it about myself. That is also, I think, a valuable lesson. Nevertheless, there is plenty that one can tweak and improve. And this also applies to artists. Many times we think that it's all about the art, and we just have to put ourselves in our studio and create. The old cliche about create it and they will come, or build it and they will come, whatever it may be, it really is not true. You have to work on your business and promote yourself and market what you do to reach your audience. So having read the autobiography of Alan Sugar, I've distilled a few nuggets of wisdom. I'm sure there are many more, but for this podcast, I want to concentrate on a few of those with reference to his book. First of which is, be your own boss. If there's one bit of advice I can endorse, it is this. Be your own boss. This can mean literally starting your own full-time business. It can also mean changing your mindset, even if you are employed. I think even if you are working with a partner, it's important to remain true to yourself and not to let go of your responsibilities and take your eye off the business. And but ideally, speaking from my own experience, partnership is not such a hot situation to be in. Let us say that the essential qualities that come forward when you are your own boss is that you take responsibility for your present and your future. You start thinking for yourself and find ways to improve your situation. Maybe if you are employed, you realize that it'd be a good idea to start a side hustle and then, when you're ready, go independent. Alan Sugar learned very quickly that chasing his tail for an employer was a losing proposition. No matter how hard he worked at sales, he took home a tiny fraction of that income. When he tried to sell his own products, he made a week's pay in a matter of hours. So the solution was clear to him. Start your own business and enjoy the rewards of your own hard work. This follows other ideas that I picked up over the years. Another author that inspired me in the 90s, he wrote, "Pay yourself first." You probably recognize the words of Robert Kiyosaki from his famous book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. By setting aside money for your own investments before you pay the bills, you are investing in yourself. This way you build up your economic strength. From this base, you can make things happen with time. Instead, most people pay others first, then blow the little bit that's left over on some nonsense. As Kiyosaki says, turning cash into trash. The result is living precariously from paycheck to paycheck. That is a way to remain vulnerable and weak throughout your life, and it is a terrible, terrible situation to put yourself in, let alone your family or people that rely on you. So put a little bit away first, and soon you'll be able to work from a position of strength. Of course, you need to trim your lifestyle to meet this change of mindset, but it is quickly learned if you are determined to raise yourself, and pretty soon you won't even notice that little dent in your monthly income. How much do you put away each month? Well, Kiyosaki talks about 10%, but if you can put away more than that, even better. Aim for 15. The other lesson from Alan Sugar's book is make something. Lord Sugar started out in the electronics business. He would buy wholesale and sell to the electronics store. Margins were slim and competition fierce. Things that he would sell included car aerials and radios, then hi-fi systems and so on. Until one day, Sugar realized that if he could manufacture things, for example, like the hi-fi cabinets, the profit margin would be much higher. Instead of importing them at a high price, he sourced local cabinet makers who could do this work. The quality was better and the price was much less. Now, this took place at a time in England when innovation and initiative was not the norm, especially for a young lad from the wrong side of London. Everyone followed the usual pattern. Get a job, collect a pay packet on Friday, and then spend it. But not Alan Sugar. He looked and learned, took calculated risks, and followed through. In this case, by deciding to manufacture the products, he could make them better, cheaper, and scale up his business. The lesson is not to simply accept the status quo. Take an opportunity and run with it. Another point is improve an existing product. You've heard the phrase, steal like an artist. All it means is adopt what has been done and make it your own by adapting, improving, and building on something that works. You produce a better article or a work of art that is your own. Alan Sugar had a nose for innovation, but mostly this was based on something already out there. For example, when tape decks first appeared in music centers, it was Sugar's idea to add a second tape deck. This was a killer idea. Controversial maybe, as the music industry accused him of facilitating pirating music. Of course, we never copied one music tape to a blank tape. That would be naughty. The idea was a massive hit. Years later, Sugar came up with the double VCR tape deck as well. Another hit. Another point is, be yourself. It's not a popularity contest. Sugar could also innovate. He was a natural entrepreneur, and he saw gaps in the market. Problems that needed fixing, he would come up with a solution. He went with his gut instinct in many cases and remained true to his nature. Take action and make things happen, even if it upsets a few bystanders. For example, when the computer age arrived, Sugar saw opportunities everywhere. He innovated and improved on existing computers. He also undercut pricing dramatically. He then came up with the killer idea for an electronic word processor. You remember that big contraption that had a screen on an arm which was above the keyboard, sort of a green screen, and you could see your typing on the screen, and then you could also save what you've been typing onto a floppy disk. This turned into a massive hit in Europe and the UK. I still remember this word processor from my early days in, I think I saw my first one in about 1993 or so, and it was, I suppose, already making way for computers, but I was really impressed with the way secretaries were typing on these machines. They must have had a massive impact on productivity. So by creating solutions and manufacturing the product at a great price, Lord Sugar's business grew quickly until he took his company public. Suddenly, he became a multimillionaire before he was 40. Those contemporaries of his who continued to buy and sell products at low margins remained pretty much in the same place. Some resented Sugar and tried to undermine him. Not everybody likes a success. This is another lesson learned. Sugar forged ahead and continued to grow his business. Then the next point is, keep your focus. Even Alan Sugar was not infallible. He made the mistake of purchasing a football club called Tottenham Hotspur. He spent about 10 miserable years struggling to build up the club, facing a barrage of media hatred, defamation, and crooked football characters that beggar belief. Sugar would not back down, and on many instances he fought protracted court battles against his attackers. Sometimes it was the tabloids that defamed him or someone tried to cheat him. The result was that Sugar lost focus on his main business, the electronics business that he started. Football took a massive toll on his energy, enthusiasm, and family relationships. His business suffered, and he missed many opportunities. Why did he carry on with that venture? Sugar struggles to understand his motivations as well. Maybe it was ego or his dogged nature that kept him stuck. Giving up was not an option. Eventually, he was able to get out of the football business. Unfortunately, his electronics business had lost its edge and never quite got back to its heyday. The idea is, keep your focus, know your business. Nobody will ever know or care for your business quite like you can. Artists, for example, who rely solely on galleries are making a mistake there. You need to know what you're producing, and you need to know your market as well. And you need to reach out to your audience. Even if you have a gallery, you can't defer to them entirely. Another lesson I enjoyed from Lord Sugar's book is, never become a rip-off artist. Despite Sugar's ability to improve on products made by his competitors, he did not rip them off. His company was not into copyright infringement and other dodgy practices. He was also scrupulously honest and admitted mistakes and kept himself out of trouble. He believed a handshake and your word is a man's bond. Remember also that he had the tabloids watching him for any opportunity to trash his reputation. Plus, he had a public company's reputation to protect. This credibility and his achievements in promoting entrepreneurship led to his knighthood, and eventually he was admitted to the House of Lords. As he would say, not bad for a kid from Putney. Another lesson that one can learn from Alan Sugar's book is that values really do matter. I think that values are very important these days, especially since so many people seem to be dropping them. You can achieve great things and apply old-fashioned honesty and good manners. Alan Sugar has perhaps slipped up on the manners part quite often, but he does acknowledge it and does try to make up for it. Especially these days when a lot of our work is online and you see how people drop their common courtesy and manners behind anonymous name. I find that extremely cowardly and one of the weakest traits in human nature. So these basic lessons can be applied by anyone, You do not have to become a millionaire business person, but by applying these lessons to whatever path you follow, you will have more fulfilling life, and I think more fun too. So I do recommend that you check out Lord Sugar's autobiography. You can find it on Amazon at a really reasonable price, and it is an excellent read. Even if you're not a business person, it's a fascinating glimpse into about 3 decades or even 4 decades of the world, especially as the world began to change and move into the computer age. A lot of adaption and a lot of uncertainty took place as well. So grab yourself a copy of Alan Sugar's book and enjoy a few surprising insights into the business and social world of a mega businessman. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and a few tips. If you did get some value out of this podcast, please give it a like and a share, and make sure you subscribe and remain updated for the next podcast. Until then, have a great day, and I'll see you in the next podcast soon. Cheers for now. As always, this podcast brought to you by Learn to Paint with Impact, the comprehensive foundation painting course. In Learn to Paint with Impact, I will go through the foundation for a strong composition and painting. Over 7 hours of video demonstrations and lessons, together with assignments and an ebook that you can download. You can find out more about Learn to Paint with Impact at malcolmdeweyfineart.com and how you can join the course. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. And if you enjoyed the episode, please give it a like and a share, and I will see you soon on the next podcast. Cheers for now.